As you've been hearing, all Massachusetts businesses considered non-essential must close their physical locations as of noon today. Under an order issued by Governor Baker yesterday, the closures will go on for at least 2 weeks. While state public health officials are strongly encouraging everyone who can to stay home, the governor himself stopped short of issuing a mandatory stay-at-home order.
I do not believe I can or should order U.S. citizens to be confined to their homes for days on end. It doesn't make sense from a public health point of view, and it's not realistic.
The new restrictions come as the number of fatalities and confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the state grows. Here to bring us up to date is WBUR's Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, Steve, tell us the numbers.
The Department of Public Health is reporting there are now 777 confirmed cases in Massachusetts. Now, that's up 131 since Sunday. Also, 9 people have died from this in the Bay State. And remember, the first reported death was just on Friday, so the numbers are starting to rise. Of those who tested positive, 79 have been hospitalized. It's also important to note that the numbers are expected to grow as more testing is now coming online. As of yesterday, nearly 9,000 people have been tested in Massachusetts.
To try and slow the virus, as we've been saying, Governor Baker ordered all non-essential businesses to close today, but he wouldn't issue that stay-at-home order. What's the distinction?
The governor made it clear that he doesn't want people to think that they're confined to their homes.
Everyone can still buy food at the grocery store, get what they need at the pharmacy, and of course, take a walk around the block or at the park.
Now, you can take that walk to the park, but once you're there, you shouldn't play pickup basketball or touch football. Baker doesn't want anyone to congregate. Make sure that you keep the 6 feet physical distance from other people.
How does Governor Baker's order compare to what we've seen happen in other states that have issued actual stay-at-home orders?
The language may be a bit different, but the effects are similar. Governors in other states want their residents to hunker down away from crowds and other people as much as they can. I'm sure each state will enforce the orders a little bit differently. Here in Massachusetts, it'll be up to the local authorities to make sure that businesses are complying, although the language does allow the state police to do that as well.
So in terms of business closures, what businesses are deemed essential and which ones are not? Is it clear cut?
The list is long of what businesses can open. Grocery stores, pharmacies, liquor stores are all considered essential. So are food processing plants, farms, veterinarians, and laundromats. Clothing and department stores are not. The governor came out with that long list of businesses that are exempt from the order. They do not have a specific list of businesses that are not exempt, however.
Are there penalties? What happens to violators?
Yeah, violators can be fined up to $300 and in some cases could face criminal charges. Now, whether fines are actually imposed remains to be seen, and exactly who is fined, an employee caught on the premises or the business owner still isn't all that clear. It'll be up to the individual municipalities to enforce the law.
All right, big picture here for state government. Is state government suffering financially yet in the outbreak? Is it becoming a major concern up on Beacon Hill, Steve?
Definitely. The state is going to take a big financial hit. Think of all the people who will be laid off during this time. Now, although, you know, the state collects income tax on unemployment benefits, it's a lot less than what the people were making while they were working. And also, because of the number of people driving is way down, the amount of tolls collected is down as well. One estimate shows the Department of Transportation could lose $38 million between now and the end of June. In the short run, there are some reserve and rainy day funds, and the governor said that they may eventually tap into those. But beyond that, it's a concern that state lawmakers will have to start reviewing. But the immediate concern right now is just public safety.
So what are state lawmakers prepared to act on in relation to coronavirus bills?
Yeah, they've passed a couple of bills already to help the municipalities deal with this. They passed a coronavirus-related bill yesterday giving municipalities the ability to postpone their local elections. Most towns have their local elections in April and May. The bill that was quickly passed by the legislature and signed by the governor yesterday gives select boards the ability to move their elections up until the end of June. The legislature is expected to pass some bills related to housing and tenants' rights during this crisis as well. The governor and the speaker and Senate President Karen Spilka met for about an hour yesterday to discuss what is needed.
All right, so more to come from Beacon Hill's Steve Brown.
That's right. I'll be watching it this week.